BBC News with Sue Montgomery. Ukraine's acting president, Oleksandr Turchynov, says Ukrainian forces have regained control of a military airfield in Kramatorsk in eastern Ukraine after fighting with pro-Russian separatists. A hostile crowd of local pro-Russians has now surrounded the base. Our correspondent, Gabriel Gatehouse, sent this report from outside the airfield.
It looks like two people have got into the base and they've got their hands up in the air. Now, all of this was precipitated, locals are telling me, by the arrival of a number of helicopters which disgorged some heavily armed soldiers. They said they were Ukrainian soldiers, but not from round here. Locals are now surrounding this place. I can't see any of them that are armed. I also haven't seen any casualties. But to those of us who were in Crimea, this is now becoming a very, very familiar scenario. Angry locals surrounding Ukrainian military installations until eventually they fall.
Russian Prime Minister Dmitry Medvedev has warned that Ukraine is on the verge of civil conflict. He urged the Ukrainian authorities, who are not recognized by Moscow, to avert what he described as turmoil.
Ukraine is on the brink of гражданской войны.
Ukraine is on the brink of civil war. It is scary. And I hope that everyone who is responsible for making decisions at the moment, I mean the current Ukrainian authorities who we can't consider legitimate, has brains to avoid driving the country to such shocks.
A spokesman for President Obama said the Ukrainian authorities had to act because they had a responsibility to provide law and order across the country. Events have been taking place to commemorate the first anniversary of the Boston Marathon bombings in the United States, which killed three people and injured more than 260. The U.S. Vice President Joe Biden led tributes to the victims at a memorial service.
It takes incredible courage for you to be here. And I want you to know that you're an inspiration, without knowing it, to people all across this country who suffered tragedies and are going through tragedy. They'll see you, they hear you. They know of you, and the fact that you're here, I promise you, gives them hope that maybe, maybe, they can overcome what they're facing right now.
The city observed a moment of silence to coincide with the time the first bomb went off. Members of the UN Security Council have been shown a gruesome collection of photographs of Syrians who were allegedly tortured by President Assad's forces. The photographs are said to have been smuggled out of detention centres by a Syrian military police photographer. The UN meeting was called by France, which wants the alleged atrocities to be referred to the International Criminal Court. President Assad's main ally, Russia, has the power to veto that. BBC News. At least 100 teenage girls are missing in northeastern Nigeria after being abducted from their boarding school by suspected Islamist militants in Borno State. The militants attacked the school on Tuesday night and loaded the girls onto vehicles before driving into a forest. One girl told the BBC she and others managed to escape by jumping off a vehicle. The attack happened in an area where the militant group Boko Haram has been very active. The BBC has learnt that Brazil has so far trained only 20% of the private security stewards needed inside the stadiums for this year's Football World Cup. The Brazilian authorities said they would consider using police or military personnel should the need arise. Julia Carneiro reports from Rio.
FIFA demands that security in World Cup stadiums be carried out by privately hired stewards. Normally, in Brazil, police are deployed to secure local football matches, so it was clear that stewards here would need to be trained. However, the 9 security companies hired for the World Cup by FIFA had to wait for their contracts to be formalized, so they didn't start training their employees until last month.
Officials in Afghanistan say at least 2 civilians have been killed by a U.S. airstrike in the east of the country. They included a woman and a child. International forces say they're looking into the incident, which occurred in Khost province. The Afghan president, Hamid Karzai, has strongly condemned the bombing, saying the strike was a violation of agreements between the two sides. The remains of a Tyrannosaurus rex, one of the fiercest dinosaur species that roamed the Earth 66 million years ago, have arrived in Washington. The almost intact skeleton was discovered in the U.S. state of Montana in 1988. The hundreds of bones and fragments will be digitally mapped before being repacked and sent to Canada to be put together. BBC News.